You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. It's the February 2020 countdown. It's me, Kirby, and we have a co-host.
Hi, it's Anna. Japan Top
10. This time we have a few songs returning and mostly songs we haven't played before with a grab bag of musical styles. We have Queen's Maria Takeuchi and Rinko Shina both coming back into the spotlight, as well as newer sensations like Alexandros and Official Hige Dandism catapulting themselves up the chart as usual.
We also have a special indie spotlight we're really excited to feature too. So stick around till the end for that and enjoy. This month's Top 10 episode has been sponsored by our friends at Get Your Genki. Visit them at getyourgenki.de to find more information on what they're all about.
Starting March 2020, we will have changes related to our Patreon program, which will also impact listeners who currently do not support us on Patreon.
Please see our website for further details about these changes.
リスナーの皆さんにお知らせします。Patreonプログラムを変更することになりました。今年3月から実施する予定です。この変更はPatreonドナにもフリーリスナーにも影響を与えます。詳細はJapanTop10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。To
start off our countdown, we have a new song, number 10. Survive said the Prophet singing their song, Bridges.
Number 10.
Everything.
Bridges is one of the tracks included on Survive Said the Prophet's fifth album, just released on January 5th. The album, titled Inside Your Head, is available in two editions, with the regular edition including only the CD, and the limited edition tacking on a bonus DVD.
Survive Said the Prophet is commonly known as Saba Puro for short. The band is led by lead singer Yosh, a native English speaker, and they've been active and touring since 2011.
The band members' musical backgrounds are diverse, coming from R&B, electronic music, pop, hip-hop, and rock, which is like everything. Mixing of English and Japanese in their songs is really common, and their website is written in several languages, showing a seldom-seen active inclusion of fans from different countries and backgrounds.
At number 9, we have another new song. It's from Maria Takeuchi, Inochi no Uta.
Number 9.
この命に ありがとう。
Maria Takeuchi has led a successful career in music for decades and is best known in the West for her 1984 song Plastic Love, which has often been described as a city pop style song and which has sampled many times in recent years by indie, lo-fi, and chill pop style artists.
Takeuchi studied abroad in Illinois as a teenager and later studied English literature at Japan's prestigious Keio University, going on to win an English recitation contest held by the Japan Times.
Inochi no Uta was originally written by Takeuchi under a pseudonym Miyabi to be performed by the singing duo Mana Kana.
If you've ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. Going into number 8, we have another new song, Keisuke Kuwata and the Pin Boys singing their song, Kanashii Pro Bowler.
Number 8.
Got
This song was written for the Kuwata Bowling Club 2019, is performed by actual pro bowlers, and features a few pro wrestlers in the lyrics as well.
It's been described by the group as a perfect strike anthem. And at number 7, we have another new song from EXILE, Ai no Tameni, For Love, For a Child.
Number 7. 言葉だけじゃ伝えきれない君が笑顔になれるならその準備は後回し時にはわがままに自分を貫いてもそれが誰かのためになるのならきっと間違いじゃない言葉だけそれを見れない大人もいる苦しみの尺度はそれぞれ違うけれど少しずつでも希望は見えるはずそう信じてようよ
First releases to celebrate the opening of the LDH Perfect Year 2020, the largest LDH entertainment festival in history, is two singles, EXILE and EXILE II.
The 19-member pop powerhouse group is back, straying from their pumped-up hit style with a warm, nostalgic single in Ai no Tanami.
The group's members have cycled in and out through multiple generations and have been continually releasing singles at breakneck speed since 1999, though it was known as J-Soul Brothers, a name which was brought back in 2007.
Our friends at GetYourGenki.de are selling these amazing digital compilation albums featuring the best in indie Japanese music. And for the real collectors out there, they have these awesome-looking cassette tapes that are real works of art. For more information, go to GetYourGenki.de or click the link in the show description.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
In number 6, we have another new song by Tokyo Incidents, The Lower Classes.
Number 6.
Japan, one piece of you.
Coincidence, also known as Tokyo Jihen in Japanese, is a rock group formed by Ringo Sheena after she left her old career.
The group went inactive in 2012 but returned on New Year's Day of this year with the single The Lower Classes.
This song paints an image of modern society's use of technology and our new normal, but with deeper messages that aren't obvious. And the lyrics are still being analyzed by listeners to try and extract the deeper meaning.
And yet another new song at number 5, it's from Alexandros, Philosophy, 18 Psy Remix.
Number 5. 自分はいいとここれくらいなんだな言いかけてまた笑った、何もかも抱きかって妬ましく思えたあの夜僕はどうしても笑えずにいたんだよマイナスの感情はマイナスでしかないの僕は僕でしかない Yes I know I'm right Yes I knowって無理やり頑張らされたでも下向きながら目線だけ上げて睨む方が僕らしいや僕の哲学は揺れ続けるだろうそれでいいだろうあってもないまま僕をどう批判したって何事もない顔してねじ伏せればいいのさマイナスの感情はマイナスでよければいいよ僕は僕でしかない Yes I know I'm right Yes I knowI'm a shit, I'm 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 a shit
Alexandros was originally formed in 2001 by vocalist Yohei Kawakami, who was raised in Syria, and bassist Hiroyuki Isobe, who spent most of his childhood in the US.
The group contributes their unique sound to their overseas backgrounds.
Alexandros gained popularity immediately after releasing their debut album, Where's My Potato, and found more fame after contributing a Mary Poppins cover song to a Disney compilation called Disney Rocks.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the compilation albums for Disney? There was one before where like some jazz bands or some J-rock artists make like their own versions of Disney songs. Like there was, are you familiar with the song like the artist The Band Apart? So they made the song like When You Wish Upon a Star. So it's one whole album that I saw a long time ago, like cover album of Disney songs.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I had no idea. That would be a very interesting listen, because I feel like that should be advertised a little bit more, because it's Disney, you know, it's big. It should expand, like it should be able to branch out a bit.
Yeah, I think it was like more than a decade ago, I think.
Oh, okay, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. Going into number 4, we have a song that went up 4 spots by Superfly with their song Flare.
Number 4.
This song is joining our list once again, seeming only to gain popularity in Japan as time goes on. The marching pace and uplifting lyrics talk about remaining positive, like a red sun, and wanting to fall in love and smile.
Her sixth album, Zero, was finally released on the 15th of this month, with Flair appearing as its second of 11 total tracks. Moving down two spots to number three, we have Sumika, Negai.
Number three.
あなたの瞳に映ったよ私は幸せって笑ってる未来を探してた おはようたった一つで世界が弾むからあなたはすごい人だね寒い冬を温められる人あなたをずっと見てるからちょっとした変化に少しだけ早く気づいてしまっただけあの子目で追ってどっか辛そうであなたはきっと恋をしてるもう一つ二つ願ってもあの子じゃない私には代わりは務められず三つ四つ願っても虚しくなるこの胸の中で眠れいつか目覚める日待ってあなたの瞳に映って嬉しい楽しいと言い合って空に見てた儚い夢だ白い木を小さく吐いて寂しい悲しいって隣から私も言いたかったよそばにいてよできた雪を誰に伝えよう私は一人だけだよあなたはどう答え聞くまでもなかったよで目線の行き先が悟すよもう一つ二つねだっても叶わぬ希望あなたの目線の先にいること四つ目かなっても虚しくなるな一つ目になれないことあの子になれないことあなたの瞳に映ってただいまお帰りを言い合って真昼に見てた儚い夢だ白い木を小さく吐いておはよう休みって目を合わせ私も言いたかったなきっとまた私たち二人笑い合って絵空に見てた儚い夢だ白い木を小さく吐いて最高に幸せってきっとまだ分かってたずっとまだなんだねあなたに出会ってよかったあなたが笑ってる未来まで幸せ祈り続ける夢だ消耗のギフトはそっと私の胸の中おはようとおやすみがあって時々
Another song which has appeared on our charts before, Sumika's Negai, is the theme song for the television drama Osan's Love in the Sky.
Sumika has so far written music featured in several television shows and animes. But interestingly, in 2018, when they contributed two songs to the anime adaptation of the novel, I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, the band members actually made voice acting appearances in the anime.
The album this song appears on, Negai, Higher Ground, is available as of last month and has an instrumental version of Negai included as a bonus.
Join our Patreon's Donors Club if you want to enjoy some extra songs on this episode. Check out the program.
Starting at just $1 a month, visit our website at jtop10.jp/club for more details.
Getting into our top two, in number two, we have another new song by Official Hige Dandism, I Love.
Number two.
その中に君が入ってから変わり果てた世界はいつもそつなくこなした日々の真ん中不思議な引力に逆らえず崩れてく I love なんて言いかけてはやめて I love, I love 何度も溶けた絵の具みたいなイレギュラー一人じゃない一つ気づけなかっただろうこんなに鮮やかな色彩に普通のことだととぼける君に言いかけた
わかれない僕がいる美しすぎて目が眩んでしまう今も劣等感に縛られて生きている
I love, I love 不格好な結び目 I love, I love 手探りで見つけて何度もレプリカばかりが飾られた銀河火点で作られた暗闇嘆く人もいないネズミ色の街の中で I love その証を抱きしめて その合間に君がくれたプレゼントはこのやけに優しい世界だ
This track is the main theme for the TBS television drama Koi wa Suzukuyo Doko Mademo, or Love Lasts Forever. The drama follows Sakura Nanase, a rookie nurse who studied to become a nurse in order to be reunited with Tendo Kairi, a doctor she met and fell in love with 5 years prior.
Although the doctor's personality has completely changed since they last met, Sakura is still determined to win his heart. Earnestly goes after him in this medical romantic comedy. And for our number one song, it's from King Nu, Teenage Forever.
Number one.
This song is currently being used by Sony to promote their wireless headphones and Walkmans in Japan.
Their new album, Ceremony, came out this month on the 15th, and they'll be kicking off a Japan tour next month.
The band was formerly known as Mrs. Vinci or Sarva Vinci, but later changed their name to the current King Nu. If you don't know, a Nu is a large animal, similar to a yak.
So what's with the name? According to the founding member, Daiki Yusuneta, Nus are pack animals and travel in large herds. As he went from making music alone to adding more members to the group, he wanted a name that reflected a group, not an individual. Which is an interesting fact, since King Nu kind of sounds like an individual versus a group. But if you put in that concept, it makes more sense.
I mean like a group of animals?
Yeah.
Like buffalo?
Right. So when he put the new, it's like implied that there's a pack with it. Well, the episode's not done quite yet. Right now we have our indie spotlight, Tsupiko Hari with their song Modo ni Demo Nare. Supico is a singer who makes songs about everyday things and is produced by Sound Devotee. All of her songs are compromised of common Japanese sayings and catchy melodies. These songs are published under the Creative Royalty Free copyright. So many YouTubers use her songs in their videos, and many young Japanese may hear those songs. The funny thing is that since the YouTubers don't introduce her name in their videos, the songs have now become like Mother Goose songs coming from an unknown singer. You can find Supico Hari on Spotify, and her Twitter handle is @V_Supico. S-P-E-E-K-O.
And now for the final announcements, Rekka and our newest audio editor, Dean, are ready to bring you back to the 80s and discover the city pop music scene around that period. They will see you guys in about 2 weeks from now.
What are your thoughts on our first collaborative Top 10 episode? Feel free to let us know by contacting us on our site at jtop10.jp or message us through our social medias or on our Patreon. We will continue to pilot collaborative Top 10 episodes for the next few months.
And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10. Hope you enjoyed the show. It has been me, your host Kirby.
And your co-host Anna. It's been a pleasure doing this pilot collaborative episode with you, Kirby. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.